This is City Talk 105.9.
Just worth mentioning, Mad is our boss, because I think we've given his name. His name's Richard Maddox. He's the man. If you've got any complaints, address them to him. City Talk 105.9. I think he'll be up for this.
Do you?
So we've got the details of his hotel in that London.
It's ringing.
It's ringing now.
Can we hear it?
And we've got his room number.
Good morning, Julie. Sorry, I've asked for care, my help.
Hello. Good morning. Could you put me through to room 309, please?
309. Just be online, ma'am.
Thank you.
Sounds very efficient.
We're on hold.
Fuck this music.
Oh.
It's ringing. I'm so terrified.
Are you? You're going to go first, or shall I?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Should we scare him? Say something right now. He might swear.
Yeah. God, I hope he's awake.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning. Richard.
Hello.
Richard,
Kim.
It's Kim. Hello.
Hello, Richard.
You're
Richard,
right?
We're live on air. Please do not swear.
Okay, Davina.
Listen, we are on air. We've got a very special guest here on Breakfast this morning. And we've got a really important request, actually.
Very important.
Let me just introduce you to Tom Southern, who's the Director of Fundraising for the Linda McCartney Centre. I'm actually shaking. Tom, speak to Richard.
Hi, good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Tom. What a pleasant surprise at this God unearthly hour.
Oh, it's beautiful, isn't it? And this is a slightly unusual request, actually, so bear with me.
Yeah, okay. Let's just ask a question. Richard, are you any good at... I mean, obviously you work in our city radio tower here, 450 feet up. Are you good with heights?
With heights?
Yeah, heights.
I wanted to, as a kid, I wanted to be a pilot, and I for two nights a week, for about 8 months, I gave up 3 hours to go to this kind of kids junior pilot training thing.
Yeah. So is that a yes?
Well, I was doing it for about 10 months until I got in a plane and realised I was petrified of heights.
And where do you stand on strapping young men at the top of big buildings?
Never done it, but you tell me it's very good.
Okay.
Well, basically, Richard, on the 27th, 28th of September this year, where the Linda McCartney Centre and St Paul's Eye Appeal are organising their annual 200-foot abseil from the very top of the Royal Liverpool University Hospital. And this year, to encourage people to take part, we're allowing people to toss the bus. And I'm pleased to say some kind souls in your place have actually nominated you to abseil. Now, there's no pressure here, Richard.
No. We thought you might like to be tossed.
How far?
Well, it's actually, it's 200 foot, but we go from one roof to the second roof.
Yeah.
But it is high because the Royal Liverpool Hospital is actually on the top of a hill, which is on line with St John's Beacon, so it's quite high.
What roof do you land on?
You land on A&E, so you're perfectly safe.
yeah, that's kind of appropriate.
You're nearby.
The middle man, isn't it?
And, you know, there's some strapping men from the Royal Artillery who'll make sure you're safe.
Which means that Claire and I will be there to cheer you along.
Oh, yes, definitely.
I'm sure you will.
You've got to raise £100. We reckon that in this office we could probably do better than that. It is for the Linda McCartney Centre. 27th, 28th of September. Can we toss you off the top of the Royal Liverpool Hospital?
Well, as it's for Linda McCartney, how can I say no?
Yeah. Whee! Oh, done.
But there's a deal.
Right, I think we've lost the line. I think it's gone. You know, the phone line between Liverpool and that London, I think, has just disappeared.
Hughes?
Yeah?
I'll do it if you do it.
You see, that's really not fair. That was not a part of the deal.
Kim, you can be strapped to some strapping hunk from the Royal Artillery. He might help you.
All right, you've got a deal, Matt.
Go on, well done.
That's really scary now. All right, listen, how's that London?
Oh, it's grim down here, you know.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you're coming back.
I've come down to tell him the truth.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. I was going to say it was delightful to speak to you this morning. I'm not so sure, though, now.
Oh, and by the way, calling me at this God on earthly hour, it's a really bad career move, guys.
I was going to say, it's now a good time to renegotiate the contract.
Could I just say it was all Duncan's idea? Yeah. Thank you very much for that this morning, Matt.
Have a good morning.
Thank you very much. That's our boss live on the radio.
Yeah. City Talk.